After 4 years of Islam, Muslims could no longer take the traditional religion seriously. For most of the Quraysh, Allah was still a remote high god who did not impinge on their daily lives. But this was no longer true for Muhammad's converts. The beauty of the Quran had made Allah a vibrant, indeed overwhelming reality. The Quran says that when they listen to their scripture, a chill creeps over the skins of those who fear their Lord, and after a while their skins and hearts soften at the remembrance of God. The word of God was experienced as a powerful reality that could shatter the world. "Had we bestowed this Quran from on high upon a mountain," God told Muhammad, "thou would see it humbling itself, breaking asunder for awe of God." Allah was now completely different from the deity worshipped by the Quraysh, and the so-called satanic verses were wrong to suggest that Islam was the same as the old religion. It was ludicrous to imagine that the three stone idols of the goddesses could influence the God of Islam. The Quran now began to make this distinction clear. The other deities were as helpless and ineffective as dangerously weak tribal chiefs. They could not provide food for their worshippers, as Allah did, and they would not be able to intercede on behalf of their devotees on the day of reckoning. Nothing was on a par with Allah. Shortly after the repudiation of the satanic verses, the Surah of Sincerity was revealed. "Say, He is God, one God, forever, not begetting, unbegotten, and having as equal none." The principle of Tawhid, unity, became the crux of Muslim spirituality. It was not simply an abstract metaphysical affirmation of the singularity of the divine, but, like all Quranic teaching, a call to action. Because Allah was incomparable, Muslims must not only refuse to venerate the idols, but must also ensure that other realities did not distract them from their commitment to God alone. Wealth, country, family, material prosperity, and even such noble ideals as love or patriotism must take second place. Tawhid demanded that Muslims integrate their lives. In the struggle to make God their sole priority, a Muslim would glimpse in the properly ordered self the unity that was God. It was perhaps at this time that new converts were first required to utter the Shahada, the declaration of faith recited by all Muslims today. "I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is his prophet." The Quraysh would not have been shocked by monotheism per se, which was not, after all, a new idea to them. They had long found the religion of Jews and Christians compatible with their own traditions and had not been particularly disturbed by the Hanif's attempt to create an authentically Arabian monotheism. But Muhammad was doing something different. Most Hanifs had retained a deep respect for the Haram and had made no attempt to reform the social order. But in attacking the effigies that surrounded the Kaaba, Muhammad implied that the haram, on which the Meccan economy depended, was worthless. The Bedouin tribes did not make the Hajj to visit the house of Allah, but to pay their respects to their own tribal gods, whose cult was now condemned by the Quran in the strongest terms.